Welcome to episode 42 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I am your host, Yakub Abdul-Hakim, a certified Snowflake user. Today, we're diving deep into a critical aspect of Snowflake that you need to master to ace your certification exam: types of warehouses in Snowflake. This will not just be a run-of-the-mill explanation. We're going in-depth, covering every angle to ensure you have a flawless understanding of this topic by the end of this episode. Let's start with the basics. What is a Snowflake warehouse? In Snowflake, a warehouse, also known as a compute cluster, is essentially a collection of computational resources that are used to execute queries. It's where all the data processing magic happens. Now, onto the types. Snowflake offers a versatile range of warehouses to cater to different needs and workloads. These include 1. Standard warehouses. These are the most common type used for general purposes. They're ideal for day-to-day operations and a wide variety of tasks. 2. Large warehouses. Designed for larger workloads that require more computational power. If your tasks involve heavy analytics or data transformations, a large warehouse may be the best fit. 3. X-large warehouses and up. For truly heavy-duty tasks that need significant computational resources, Snowflake provides X-large and up to 4X-large warehouses. These are perfect for performing complex queries and analytics on vast datasets. 4. Auto-scale warehouses. These warehouses are designed to automatically scale up or down based on the workload. This efficiency makes them ideal for fluctuating workloads, ensuring you only use and pay for the resources you need. 5. Multi-cluster warehouses. For businesses that require high availability and parallelism in their operations, multi-cluster warehouses offer the ability to run multiple clusters simultaneously. This significantly improves performance and reduces the risk of bottlenecks. 6. Virtual warehouses. Some might also refer to Snowflake's compute clusters as virtual warehouses, highlighting the cloud-native scalable aspect of these resources. Each type of warehouse is designed to meet specific needs, and understanding how to leverage them effectively is key to maximizing your efficiency and performance in Snowflake. It's not just about choosing the right type, it's also about understanding how each can be optimized and scaled according to your project's requirements. In preparing for your Snowflake SnowPro Core certification, remember to dive deep into the documentation and hands-on practice with these warehouses. Look into their pricing, how they handle concurrency, and their impact on query performance. That wraps up our in-depth look at types of warehouses in Snowflake. I hope this episode has equipped you with the knowledge you need to excel in your certification exam and beyond. Remember, a solid understanding of Snowflake's architecture and its components like warehouses is crucial for any data professional looking to leverage this powerful cloud data platform. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Join us next time as we delve into another critical aspect of Snowflake. Until then, this is Yakub Abdul-Hakim signing off. Stay curious and keep learning.